好，我们要谢谢小平，很少谢谢他，也谢谢小平今天来帮我们翻译。我们今天我们要进到我们的那个节制的这个主题，我们还是在这个里面，我们存着感恩的心，我们来思考怎么样来节制。
Okay, today we're going to continue our topic in temperance or self-control with thanksgiving.
这边特别有一段的经文是我们今天所要读的，在哥林多前书第九章这一边。
There's a scripture that we're going to read today, is 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章24节到27节。
It's from verses 24 to 27.
好，很短的经文，只有大概四节的，我们一同来念好吗？
Let's read it together.
中文来。岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly.I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
我们今天的题目呢，我给它叫做属灵的拳王。
I have titled my sermon today as the spiritual champion.
大家都看过打拳击，对不对？很 bloody 的哈。
I believe a lot of us have watched a boxing game before.
打拳击的人不会空的打。
Boxers would not be aimlessly.
他要不是就是在场上打。
He either like fight in the ring.
真的跟人打。
Or he fight against someone.
要不他就是打挂一个沙袋哈，那个袋，然后就打那个袋。
Or he practice against the sandbag and beat it against the sandbag.
保罗把这边打拳呢，他用来形容一件事情。
Paul uses boxing here to refer to something.
就是他怎么样来克制自己，做成他节制的功夫。
How he would restrain himself and achieve the self-control.
所以他打拳不像打空气。
So when he beats the sandbag, he's not beating the air.
他是有目标的。
He has a purpose, a goal.
所以在整段的经文里面，我们在这边看到保罗实际上他是用这段经文来描写一个基督徒一生的道路里面该怎么样来往前跑。
So he uses this passage to describe how a Christian should run for his life, that there's a goal at the end.
所以为着这个目标，为着这个福音的目标，福音的缘故，他要需要来学习怎么样来节制。
So for the sake of his purpose, for the sake of gospel, that he wants to exercise self-control.
因为他知道将来在天上有一个很大的冠冕在那边等着他。
Because he knows that in the future there will be a crown in heaven that's awaiting him.
所以他不能够放纵自己的私欲而来行事。
So he chose not to indulge himself.
来阻挡了福音的工作。
To become an obstacle for gospel.
甚至变成一个不好的见证人，见证荣耀的神，没有一个好见证。
And he does not want to become an obstacle in testimony either.
所以必须要有节制。
So we have to exercise self-control.
那我们在进到这个主题之前，我们先来有个祷告。
Let's pray before we get into our sermon today.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你在今天的日子里面，你召集我们众人来到你的面前，这是感恩的这个礼拜。主啊，让我们在这里，我们真的存着感恩的心来领受你的道。我们也看见你借着这段经文，怎么样让保罗能够写下来他对生命的态度。他怎么样的追求那天上的最好的奖赏跟冠冕，怎么样来跑他人生的道路，怎么样来克制他自己的私欲，怎么样来为着福音的缘故，为着天上的荣耀，他愿意降卑在你的面前。求主借着今天的话来向我们每一个人来说，主啊，让你的心意成为我们的生活的指南，也让你的心意在我们的生命当中有极大的影响， 好叫我们能结出节制的果子来荣耀你。我们谢谢主耶稣，靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。当我们来看到这段经文的时候呢，我们首先要来看一下哥林多当时的一个背景。
When we look at the scripture, let's take a look at the backgrounds at the time in Corinth.
哥林多呢，他们通常每两年呢会有一次，好像那个运动会一样。
In Corinth, every 2 years they hold like a game, like Olympic, the Olympics.
但是它的重要性呢，不像奥林匹克那么重要，那么大型，就比较次要一点。但是它也是一个很重要的一个运动会。
It's not as significant as the Olympics, but it's still a very important game.
所以参加的人呢，他一定要经过一些的预先的一个预赛，然后呢，他如果通过了预赛，他才能够进入决赛，好像今天的这样子的一个状况。
And the same rules goes that the people have to be qualified in the pre-selection games in order to compete in the final.
然后在比赛当中呢，你得到的冠军呢，当时呢就只有一个冠军。
At the time, there's only one winner, one champion.
只有一个人可以得到他的桂冠，得到他的那个冠冕戴在他的头上，只有一个人。
So there's only one winner that will get the crown.
不像我们今天，有时候我去参加那个我们那女儿的体操比赛啊。
It's not like what we do these days. Sometimes I go to my daughter's gymnastics contest.
大家很努力的在那边比赛。
Everybody works very hard.
可是到了颁奖的时候呢
？And when the at the award ceremony.
有时候台上的人比台下的还多啊。
Sometimes people who are at the stage are more than people who are sitting at the sitting in the audience.
第一名
you got first prize.
第二名
second prize.
第三名
third.
第四名
fourth.
第五名
fifth.
第六名
sixth.
还有第七名
and seventh.
最后还有参加奖
and then everybody for participant also they all get a prize.
还有一个总冠军
and then you have a grand champion.
很多很多的奖
so there are many many awards for everyone.
当然了，这很多的奖都是。在我们的那个 registration fee 里面扣掉的。
So all these awards given out are part of our registration fee that we pay to them.
所以小朋友都很喜欢去。
So all these kids like to join all these competitions.
因为我一定会得到一个奖。
Because I'm destined to get something.
至少是参加奖。
At least it's for participation.
哦，保罗在这里他说只有一个人得奖赏。
But here Paul says there's only one prize.
只有那一个冠军跑得最前面的那个可以拿到。
Only the champion, only whoever runs the fastest will get the prize.
所以这是保罗看见的，他真的有一个目标，他要好好的跑，要得天上的那个奖赏。
So this is what Paul is aiming for. He saw this is the prize that he wants to reach for.
当然，解经的人告诉我们说，大家也不要这个太 discouraged.
But people also told us that not to be discouraged.
因为以后我们在天上不是只有一个冠冕给一个人。
Because there's more than one crown that will be given out in heaven.
不然的话，马丁路德已经拿走了。
Otherwise, Martin Luther would already receive that crown.
或者加尔文也拿去了。
Or Calvin would also receive that crown.
怎么样不会轮到我们
？So we won't be in line for the crown.
但是会有一般人得到奖赏。
So there will be a group of people that will receive the prize.
对我们每一个人来讲，我们就有一顶冠冕在那边等着我们去拿。
So for each of us, there is a prize waiting ahead for us.
只要我们好好的来跑这条道路。
As long as we run well in our life.
所以在运动场上面每一个。这个选手他要参加运动之前运动比赛之前他都要好好的来努力充实他自己。
So before the athlete goes into the competition, they all go through a very strict training.
很多的时候他要不只是每一天要花很多的时间来努力的学习努力的训练。
They practice every day and they go through very tough training.
他还要学习克制来节制自己的生活。
And they also have to restrict their the lifestyle.
包含他吃什么样的东西都要节制。
Including their diets.
如果你看你不想这个挺着一个啤酒大肚子去场上赛跑的话呢，你 better 少吃一些，少喝一些。
If you don't want to carry your beer belly to the competition, then you need to restrict your diet.
不然的话，你可能连残障比赛你都得不到名次。
Otherwise, you probably won't even get anything in the special competition.
有时候我们要睡觉，我们要睡得足够，也不能睡太多，也不能睡太短。睡太多的话呢，我们会二氧化碳中毒；睡太少的话呢，我们会精神不够。
And also for sleep, we cannot oversleep as well because if we sleep too much, it's not beneficial to us. If we sleep too less, it's also disadvantageous to us.
然后从事的一些生活上面，比如说我们要娱乐好这些东西，我们也要有节制，因为呢，这些东西都会让我们的心思意念把我们从那个冠军的冠冕把它拿走。
And we also need to show restraints in our entertainment because all these things would also distract our mind. to other things from the price that God has set for us.
所以这边经文上面讲到，诸事都要有节制。
So in this scripture says that we need to show restraint in everything that we do.
这边特别讲到诸事，就是凡事每一件事情都要有节制。
It says that everything, it means that everything that we do, we need to show restraint.
特别是对这些运动员，他要参加，他要得冠军来讲，对他特别的重要。
Especially for someone who wants to compete for a prize, he has to pay special attention.
大家还知道在过去08年的这个北京奥运，大家都知道吗这件事情哈。
We have all watched the 2008 Olympics in Beijing.
这个奥运村花了很多很多的钱，盖了一个很大的奥运村，里面住了将近10000个运动员选手在里面。
We know that the Beijing government has spent, I mean, the Chinese government has spent a lot of money in the Olympic village. There are about 10,000 athletes that were staying there at the time.
然后我们看见有很漂亮的运动场，啊，很漂亮的游泳池，然后呢，也看见他们的宿舍，啊，各样的设施都是一级棒，最棒的，最漂亮的一个设备。
We saw all the facilities, including the stadium, the dorm they stay in, are all top quality.
然后所有的那个运动选手进到这个奥运村的时候呢
，All the Olympians who entered the Olympics village，
他们发现一件事情，这个酒吧呢不卖酒。
They found out that the bars do not sell wine or beer。
你要喝酒的话呢，你没有办法，除非你自己私带。那听说检查的也很严，根本带不进来。
So if someone who wants to drink, they have to have their own wine, and they have to carry it legally.
然后这个酒吧呢，它有到了午夜呢，十二点呢，准时就关门了。
And also the bar closes at midnight.
它也在整个这个奥运村里面，它也不鼓励男女之间的交往。
And they also do not encourage any interaction between female and male athletes.
因为他要这些运动选手好好的准备参加比赛。
Because they want to encourage the athletes to focus on competition.
有一个 disco 舞厅，但是呢，它的装潢就像一个飞机棚一样。
They also have like a disco club, but the decoration is like a wind tunnel for an airplane.
墙是灰色的。
They have gray color on the wall.
地板地毯灰色的。
And they have gray carpet.
室内的这个温度调节呢，调得非常非常冷。
And they set the temperature in the room very low.
旁边呢还有中国民俗音乐的表演。
And then they play the Chinese folk music.
然后呢，在这个这个游戏厅里面呢，也不准赌博，都不准。
In the game room, no gambling is allowed.
然后所提供的这些 DVD 的这些 tape 呢，都是大人小朋友共同欣赏的家庭片。
And all the DVD that they provided was family and or general rated.
所有的运动员进到这个场合以后，所有的人都觉得这个中国真的是非常的不错的一个民族。
All the athletes who entered the Olympics village thought that this is a very strict country.
大家就好好的，因为反正没有什么可以玩的，就好好的准备比赛。
There was not much entertainment. Everyone just focused on competition.
所以这些运动员要参加比赛之前，他们真的是非常的努力来操练自己，来除掉所有的这种让他分心的事情。
So all the athletes prevent any distraction before their game.So that they can maintain their focus and in the competition.
我就听到一个消息说，有一个跳水名将叫做郭晶晶，有没有听过
？So if everybody watched the game, that there's a diver that's very famous, that 郭晶晶。
他为着这个奥运呢，他一天就从早上6点钟起来，一直练到晚上10点钟。
So in order to participate in the game, she practiced from 6 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
从礼拜一一直练到礼拜天。
It's from Monday to Sunday.
所以她得了冠军。
So she got the gold medal.
但是到最后呢，她的眼睛因为跳水跳太多了，她的眼睛呢受伤，因为撞到那个水的力量太大，所以她眼睛受伤了。
But because of her intense practice, her vision was also impaired because of the pressure that every time she dives into the water.
每一个运动员都付上非常大的代价，为着得到那个奖牌。
In order to get the gold medal, every athlete has paid great price to reach their goal.
这就是保罗在这里讲的，我们基督徒，我们每一个人在这个生命当中都好像要得那个奖牌，但是我们做了什么事情。
So this is where Paul is encouraging us that all of us should be like the athletes that trying so hard to get our medal.
我们尽了什么样的努力，有没有早上6点钟起来，一直到晚上10点钟，我们都在很努力跑这一条道路。
So what efforts have we put in? Do we get up at 6 o'clock in the morning?
这就是保罗在这里所要教导我们的事情。
So this is what Paul is trying to taught us here.
所以我们要讲到到底讲到节制，就是我们这条路上要跑的时候，我们要学习要节制。
So in this life that we want to learn self-control and learn temperance.
到底什么叫做节制？
So what is self-control?
我们每一个人都会说你要节制一点啊，你吃啊什么要节制，你要克制，自我克制。
Now we hear a lot say, oh, show some restraint.
但是到底什么是节制？圣经里面的讲法怎么样？
So what is it? What is it? How is it said in the Bible?
我们记得上个礼拜啊，方牧师又教导我们，就讲到节制这个字本身在希腊原文的意思呢，其实是非常非常的有是 insightful 啊，非常有意义的。
Just like Pastor Fun had told us last week that this, the self-control in its original Greek meaning is very, it's a very meaningful word.
它是由两个字组成，第一个字呢是一那 n 啊，在那个中间，在那个里面 n.
It's constructed by two words. The first one is in.
第二个字呢是讲到力量，讲到 dominion， 讲到这个掌权，讲到力量，这一个希腊字。
And the second part of that Greek meaning is dominion, might, and power.
所以你把这两个东西斗在一起，里面在里面，然后呢是一个力量，一个掌权。
So when you put the two words together, is one is in the power, in the strength.
所以就是我里面所出来的力量可以掌管我的生活、我的行动、我的言语。
So this is like an inner strength, inner power that would in turn control ourselves, our life.
但我们都知道，这个里面的力量是我自己的力量而已吗？
So is this the inner strength just from ourselves?
我们一再的这个强调，我们已经到十一月了，所以呢，我们再回来 review。我们今年的主题是，我没有那个 coin 啊，但是你们也可以答。
So let's review. This is at the end of November. What is our goal this year for the church?
地上加利灵果
长
存，意思是说我自己的力还要加上神力，神圣灵的力，我才能够结出果子。靠我自己，我结不出什么好果子。
So in our goal this year, it says, "Strengthful with all might, this with our own strength plus God's might."That we can bear fruit and that we're everlasting.
所以借着圣灵在我们的里面的那个力量，帮助我们能够做出正确的决定，来荣耀神，荣耀上帝。
So we need the help from the Holy Spirit to give us the inner strength so that we can glorify God.
而我们也相信啊，圣灵在我们的心里面呢，常常会对我们说话。
And we also believe that the Holy Spirit would also speak to us all the time.
很多的时候呢，我们不管说话，我们有时候做事呢，心里有时候不小心就会有一些不安的感觉。
A lot of times you may experience that when you say something or do something, you may experience some uncertainties.
然后呢，有时候说得太快或者做得太快，我们就不心里不安了，我们就开始要 try to 弥补这个所做的或者是说的。
So when you sense that unpeace in your heart.Then you start thinking about maybe there's something that you need to do to rectify that.
有的时候我们嘴巴实在太快，我们有时候呢动作也实在太快，快到那个圣灵都追不上，然后呢我们就做出一些得罪人或者是得罪神的事情。
Sometimes we may speak too fast or act too fast, even faster than the Holy Spirit can pull us back. So we will incidentally hurt people with our words.
大家有没有看过那个有一个那个 bumper sticker 上面是这样子写法啊
？Have you ever seen a bumper sticker that says？
开慢一点，不然的话你的天使追不上你。
Drive a little bit slowly, otherwise your angel cannot catch up with you.
开车，你的方向盘在你手上。
So when you're driving, you have a wheel in your hands.
只要你踩油门，一直踩，你就一直加速。
When you step on the gas pedal, you keep going.
所以是在你的 control 之下，你必须要节制。
So you have the control, but you need to have the constraint.
我记得我们去 DMV 哈，去考试的时候。
I remember when I took the driving test at DMV.
那个考官呢，第一件事情他要确定的就是你懂不懂踩刹车。
And then the tester just want to make sure the first thing want to make sure that if you know where the brake is.
因为他的生命就在你的。脚下，你如果不会踩刹车，他就跟你赔上他的生命。
Because his life is actually under your control. If you don't know where the brake is, he might lose his life in your driving test.
所以呢，让我去考的时候呢，刹车我踩得很好，因为我知道怎么踩刹车，我也听得懂他讲要踩刹车。
And I did very well with stepping on the brake because I understood what he was talking about.
然后我就开上路了，我从那个 DMV 的那个停车场我就开上路。
So then we started out from the DMV parking lot.
但是我不是从那个路口这样下去，我是从那个 curb 上面下去的。
But I didn't go out from the driveway. I just go across the curb.
这没有什么稀奇，因为我的太太大概也可以理解这样子的事情。
It's really nothing special because I believe my wife can totally understand.
我就回过头来看那个，我知道不对了。我没有看到那个就是那个路啊，我是这样下，我知道不对了。
I knew I did something wrong because I didn't see the divider or curb.
我想完蛋了。
So I thought, well, that's it.
然后我就回头看看那个旁边那个考官的那个反应。
So I took a look at the tester right next to me.
那他震了一下。
He was also shocked.
然后呢？因为我是到美国才开始学开车
，because I didn't learn driving until I came to the United States，
所以基本上是蛮怕的。
So I was scared。
所以当我到了什么路口呢，我都是很慢。
So every intersection that I approach, I usually slow down。
到了 stop sign 或者到了红绿灯，就很慢的停下来。
So I usually when I see a red light or when I see a stop sign, I slow down from way before。
然后呢，我们会左看右看，看的动作都很大，一直看。
And I would really just look around to see if there's any cars coming.
然后这个考官呢，到最后让我 pass 了。
And the tester let me pass the driving test.
我下那个 curb 的时候，我想大概 fail 了。
I really thought that I already failed the test when I went across the curb.
所以考官要 make sure 你会踩刹车。
So the tester just wanted to make sure that I knew where the brake was.
看到你很小心在慢慢开呢，他一点都不担心。
So he knew I was a very careful driver.
所以我听见很多人不管从国内或者从台湾来，他考驾照考两三次都考不过。
So I heard many people, doesn't matter where they come from, that it took them a few times to pass the driving test.
因为他太会开了。
Because they're so good in driving.
说不定比考官还会开。
Because they're so much better than the tester.
那考官就很紧张了。
And then the tester would become very nervous.
踩刹车就是一个节制。
Because when you know how to step on the brake, that shows how you know the constraint.
我读到过一句话，就是有一个19世纪有个神学家，他叫 Hugh Black。
I read something written by the 19th century theologist Hugh Black。
他讲了一句话，他说什么是节制呢？
He said something. What is self-control?
好，我们请安华可以放一下哈。什么叫节制？他说真正的节制是愿意为了大事放弃小事，为了未来放弃现在。为了灵性放弃物质，这些都可以借着信心而达成。
So you can see it on here. True self-control means willingness to resign the small for the sake of the great, the present for the sake of the future, the material for the sake of the spiritual, and that is what faith makes possible.
所以这就讲到一个真正的节制呢，它是有目标的。
So here it points out that true self-control has a purpose or goal.
因为他知道一个永恒的事情
，because you know the eternal thing
是一个属灵的一个更高的一个目标的事情。
Our goal is a spiritual goal and an eternal goal.
他现在可以节制他自己的行为或者他的言语。
You can restrain yourself now to reach that goal.
所以这就是一个节制里面一个很重要，它是有目标的。
So it's very important to remember that with our self-control, there is a goal for us.
许多的时候，我们看见的事情呢，都是大事。
A lot of times we only see the big things.
把那个小事都看成很大的事。
We also see the small things as we enlarge the small things to big things.
所以呢，我们就忘掉没有看到那个后面真正的大事。
And we always forget or overlook the big thing that's behind it.
有时候我们在家里面为了一些小事情，然后呢，夫妻可能就不高兴。
Sometimes a couple may argue with little things.
然后我们把这样子的苦跟我们的亲戚朋友或者是所以 counselor 在谈的时候
，and we share that that struggle or argument with our friends or family or counselor，
或者你接触过这样子人，这样子的一个这样子的一个 case 的时候
，or maybe you encounter some people that have this kind of experience，
你通常就只有一个感觉
，maybe you just have one comment or feeling，
这有什么好吵的
What's there to argue about?
然后当你有同样的问题去跟人家诉苦的时候，
And sometimes when you try to share your frustration with your friends,
他也会觉得这有什么好吵的。
And maybe the reaction is that, what's the big deal?
所以我们在这个当中，我们都觉得这是一个很大的事情。
So when we're in the situation, we think everything is big, it's huge.
但是我没有看到，其实这个不是那么大，后面还有真正的大事。
But we didn't realize that it's actually not that big of a deal. There's that eternal goal that's even bigger behind all of this.
如果为了小事把架都吵完了，那真正大事来的时候，我们怎么吵呢？
If we spend all our energy in small things, where do we find the energy when the big things really arrive?
所以这时候我们看到这个经文在讲说，这个运动员呢，他为了冠冕，为了这个目标，他们放弃许许多多的享受，许许多多的享乐。
So we see that an athlete, they would give up a lot of enjoyment in order to receive their the medal or prize.
保罗在这里特别讲到说 ，By the way, 这种冠冕还是叫做能坏的冠冕。
And here also, Paul pointed out that this particular prize is destructible.
是一个会坏掉、是暂时的一个冠冕。
It's only a temporary prize.
但是他告诉我们，每一个基督徒，我们所追求的冠冕是一个不能朽坏、永永远远的冠冕。
But what the prize that all the Christians are striving for is a prize that's eternal and it will not be destructed.
可能戴在你头上的那个花，或者是很漂亮的一些那个树枝编成的所谓的这个冠冕，到最后也坏掉了。
The laurel that they used to have with this decorated with flowers, or the olive branches, they would be destroyed.
甚至你的名字可能登在那个冠军的那个名单上面，但是过了几十年以后，甚至过了一百年以后，谁又记得你呢？
Even your names can be engraved on the award list, but after so many years, 100 years, who will remember that?
但是我们这个冠冕是在天上，是存到永永远远神永远纪念的冠冕。
But the crown and the prize that we're going to have is stored in heaven and it's eternal.
所以保罗他有这样子的心思意念在他的心里面。
So this is what Paul has in mind.
他为了福音的缘故呢，他做了许许多多的牺牲跟节制的功夫。
For the sake of gospel, he has sacrificed many things.
他为了传福音，他就决定呢，不接受哥林多教会的供养，因为呢，哥林多教会的人在讲闲话，说他爱钱。
So for the sake of gospel, he has refused the provisions from the Corinthian church because there were people saying that.He was working there only to get the provision from them.
所以他为了把福音带给这样子的一群人，他就决定他不要收他们的供养。
In order to provide the gospel to them, so he decided not to take their contribution.
他同时也体恤那些软弱的人，他告诉我们说，他在前面说，像软弱的人，他就做软弱的人。
He also empathized people that are weak.So when he is with people that are weak, then he became weak.
他甚至说，如果吃肉会叫弟兄跌倒的话，我就永远不吃肉。
If he also does mention that if eating meat would affect other people, then he could not eat meat forever.
弟兄姐妹，有两个字很重要，大家读经有没有听？你们读到哈，叫做永远啊。
There are two words in Chinese that's very important. It says forever. In English, is one word.
我为着弟兄姐妹或者为什么我可以两顿不吃饭
For the sake of our brothers and sisters, I could skip two meals.
我或许可以一个礼拜不吃肉
I could skip meat probably for a week.
保罗说我永远不吃肉
But here Paul says that he would give up meat forever.
为了人家的软弱我永远不吃肉
For the sake of others, he would give up meat forever.
节制
He has self-control.
这是保罗他能够成为这个大家敬重的使徒的原因。
That's also how he became a very revered apostle.
他大大的可以说，像这些软弱的人呢，我就责备他们，我就骂他们，让他们能够改过自新，然后呢，能够遵行神的旨意。
He could also put up a different front, is that when he faced with these people who are weaker, that why can't you do this? Why can't you do that?
但是他们知道，这群软弱的人，他如果这样说，他们没有办法接受这样子的福音，所以。他要像软弱的人，他就用温柔软弱的方法。
But he knows that if he does the way he chose to do, they cannot accept gospel. So he has chosen to be gentle and be as weak as they are.
所以他要学习放下自己的那个好像指责的那种怒气。
So he chose to put his own self down.
我们如果看到箴言里面有两句话，我觉得蛮好，我们大家来看。
Let's look at Proverbs.
在箴言十六章。
It's in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32.
他说：“不轻易发怒的胜过勇士，制服己心的强如取城。”
It says here that better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city.
你如果能够制服自己的心的话，你就是了不起的大将军。这句话大概是这样讲。
If you can control your heart, your mind, then you're better or you're stronger than a general.
这是不容易的事情，因为制服自己的心比攻破一座城还难。
Because it says here that if you can control your heart, it's more difficult than conquer a city.
但是下面25章28节讲呢，他说人不制服自己的心，好像毁坏的城邑没有墙垣。
And then it comes down to Proverbs 25, verse 28. It says here,Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control.
我们的心呢，我们这个整个人就好像一个城堡一样，当这个城堡的墙全部垮掉的话，我们的心思里面 actually 就是透明的，谁都可以进来。
Our heart is like the city wall of a city that if you cannot control your heart, that means that your wall is broken down and anybody can come into your city.To the city.
好像有一个墙原来围绕着这个碉堡，现在呢或者城堡，后来这个墙呢完全的塌掉了，你说是不是很危险的事情？
It's like a fortress that's around a city, but without the fortress, the city is very much in danger.
那就是为什么当尼希米他回去的时候，他第一件事情要做的就是把城墙围起来，以防止敌人进到他们的耶路撒冷城里面来捣乱。
That's why when Nehemiah, when they went back to Jerusalem, the first thing they had to do was to rebuild the city walls.
所以我们必须要让我们的心是一个有防御、有 defense 能力的一个心。
So we have to control our heart to become a defensive wall.
我们有许许多多的私欲在我们的心里面，然后这个时候魔鬼就会种很多的思想在我们的心里面，让我们去随从我们心里的私欲犯罪。
There are many desires within us, so.Satan would use that to tempt us in every different ways.
随着我们自己的私欲去行，这样就犯了罪。
So if we allow ourselves to just do whatever our desire takes us, it's very easy for us to commit a sin.
所以呢，在犯罪的事情上面呢，有两个东西，一个是自己的私欲，一个是外面的引诱。
So when it comes to sin, we know there are two angles to that. One is our own desire, and the other one is a temptation.
当我里面的私欲怀了外面魔鬼的胎，两个一拍即合，就生出罪来了。
When my own desire matches up with Satan's temptation, then the sin is born.
有一个在60年代有一个 Stanford 的心理学者啊，他们做了一个实验。
There's a psychologist in the 1960s. They made an experiment.
他对很多的招了很多那种4岁这种小朋友啊，他给他们一个实验。
They took a group of 4-year-olds together and gave them an experiment.
他们给他两个选择，给他一个那个 marshmallow 啊，就是那个
棉花糖。
然后呢，给你两个选择。第一个选择是你可以现在就拿一个，你。
The psychologist gave two options to these four-year-olds that you can have one marshmallow now, right away.
或者呢，你等20分钟，你可以拿到两个。
Or you can wait for 20 minutes and then you can get two marshmallows.
所以这一群孩子们呢，就有两种不同的反应。
So you get two groups of people from this four-year-olds.
有的小朋友呢，马上就把那个拿来就吃掉了。
Some kids chose to eat the one marshmallow right away.
然后还有一些小朋友呢，他就在那边把眼睛捂起来。
And the other group is they just covered their eyes.
有的是这样子的。
And some of them did that.
有的唱歌。
And some people sing.
有的想躲在旁边睡觉，就是不要看到那颗糖。
And some people choose to sleep just to distract themselves from the candies.
这个实验不是就这样而已。
This is not the end of the experiment.
然后他们就开始 follow up 这些四岁的孩子们成长长大以后他们的表现怎么样。
So they follow up with these two groups of children until they're adults.
然后发现那些会等待拿到两颗糖的那些孩子，他在社会上面的地位成就远远超过那个马上拿来吃的。
So they have found out that the group that have chosen to wait for 20 minutes and get the two marshmallows have later on become more successful in society and they have the ability to counter pressure a lot better.
所以他是在这个忍耐的事情上面，他们是 是懂得怎么去忍耐的孩子。
So this group of children know how to be patient.
所以这是节制的一个果子在他们的身上。
This is one of the fruit of being self having self control.
所以保罗呢，他讲到节制的时候，他用了一个很有意思的一个打拳的一个理论来讲。
So Paul, when he talks about self-control, he uses the boxing, for example.
他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
So he said that I beat my body so that I make it to become a slave of myself.
我们中文讲这个攻克己身是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by beat my body?
原来的意思啊，就是打在你的眼眶下面啊，这个位置。
So in the original meaning, it says that if you beat yourself under your eyelid.
他上文讲我斗拳不像打空气的。
Before the passage, it says that when I fight, I don't fight the air.
我是攻克己身，我是打在我的眼眶下面的。
I beat myself under the eyelid.
我不知道那个阿里啊，拳王阿里有没有这样子试过打自己的脸啊？
I don't know if Muhammad Ali has ever done that to himself.
但是这是属灵拳王做的事情，他不是打外面，他是打里面。
But this is what a spiritual champion does it to himself. He beat himself.
好像打得淤青，打得鼻青脸肿，然后为着是让我自己的私欲被控制住。
And the reason he did that is so that he would be submissive to the spiritual guidance.
所以都是一个自我的一个操练的功夫。
So this is an exercise on the self-control on his part.
我前一阵子听到我女儿讲一个笑话，我觉得真的好好笑。
I heard a joke from my daughter a few days ago.
她说有一群孩子啊，那有人就问这个孩子们说，你一天到晚都在做什么事情？
So somebody asked a child that what do you do every day?
那第一个孩子说，我做三件事：吃饭、睡觉、打妞妞。
And the first child said, I do three things. I eat, I sleep, and I beat.
所以这个人呢又问第二个孩子，你一天都做什么事？他说，我吃饭、睡觉、打妞妞。
So they asked the second child, and then the second child has the same answer.
第三个、第四个问下去都是这样，一样的答案，我天天就是吃饭、睡觉、打妞妞。
So the same answers, when you go down to the list of the kids, they all have the same answer.
大家就很奇怪，打妞妞是干嘛呢？
So they're wondering what's beating the little doll.
他就问到一直问到最后一个，哎，给了不一样的答案。
So when it comes to the last child,
他就说你问你今天一天到晚做什么事？他说我吃饭睡觉。
So the last child say I eat and sleep.
我不打妞妞。
I don't beat 妞妞。
因为我就是妞妞。
Because I'm 妞妞。
我觉得他的答案不是太属灵。
I don't think the answer is spiritual.
如果是保罗回答的话，
If Paul answers the question,
他会说吃饭、睡觉、打保罗。
He would probably say eat, sleep, and beat Paul.
因为他是一个属灵的拳王，他会打自己，继续的打，别人打很好，他继续加码，继续的打自己。
Because he's a spiritual boxer, he will continue to beat himself and to exercise self-control.
所以当我们回来看到保罗的生活，我们发现他为主受苦，到处的传道，他真的遭遇许许多多的痛苦。
So we can see that Paul, in Paul's life, that he's willing to make a lot of sacrifice for the sake of gospel.
他本来是加马列文，就是最有名的一个学者，但是现在为了福音的缘故，他要被关，他要被打，然后呢，他有时候没有东西吃，有时候就进食，然后呢，很穷，最后甚至被人家辱骂。
He could have been a very knowledgeable philosopher and also educator, but he gave all that up, and then he was imprisoned, he was beaten, and then he had no food, and he was being very poor, all for the sake of gospel.
他知道天上有个冠冕，所以呢，他说在哥林多前后书四章那边十七节，他说我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because he knows that his life, his troubles are very light and momentary, and his purpose is to achieve for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
一个是轻重的分别，极重无比。
Because he knows what the priority is.
一个是时间的分别，一个是暂时的，一个是永远的。
There's a weight difference and there's a time difference.
所以保罗把这个整个道理就告诉我们，一个基督徒该怎么来跑这条路。
So Paul has taught us how we as Christians should run our life.
我们需要克制自己的私欲，不要越过界限。
We need to control our desires.
很多的时候呢，我们做的事情，不对的事情是绝对不能做，但是对的事情也不能一直做，做到过头，这叫节制。
We know that we cannot do bad things, but we also need to exercise control on the good things that we do.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十二节、二十一节、二十二节那边讲到说，凡事都要查验，美善的要持守，那恶事呢，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
In First Thessalonians, it says that test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil.
所以这边讲到它有两个原则，第一个是什么？恶事不要做。
There are two principles. We don't do bad things or evil things.
善事呢，你要查验，因为呢，如果很多的事情看起来是善的，你一直做下去，到最后就变恶的。
And even with the good things, you need to test everything so that we can hold on to the good.
好像我们讲到，在这个整个生活上面，我们有许许多多不同的事情上面，我们都要学习来节制。
So we know that in every aspect of life, we need to exercise control.
在罗马书十三章十三节、十四节那个地方特别讲到，他说：“你们行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督。不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。”
In Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14, it says, "Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in the orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature."
所以在这边看，让我们看见三个不可，我觉得跟这个圣经一贯的道理，我觉得非常的吻合。
So there are three no's in here that we can practice.
就讲到肉体。眼目跟骄傲，肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
They're like the desires of our flesh and the desires of our eyes, and then the pride.
讲到荒宴醉酒，就讲到肉体的情欲。
Our cravings of the flesh.
好色邪荡，讲到眼目的情欲。
The cravings of our eyes.
增进嫉妒，讲到心中的今生的骄傲。
Jealousy, and that's, that refers to the pride that we have.
这是这三方面的一个私欲在我们每一个人的身上。
And these three things that just about every one of us all have.
那我们再继续看的时候呢，我们会发现这个肉体方面，我就觉得说基本上的问题就是一个字，贪。
There's a lot of problem with our the desires of the flesh, which is the greed.
我们会贪吃。
We would have the desire to eat, cravings to eat.
有的时候是贪这个暴饮暴食的贪吃。
And a lot of times we become gluttonous. We eat a lot.
有的时候是这个故意不吃。
And there are times that we don't eat.
现在蛮流行的哈，故意不吃饭。
It's pretty popular nowadays.
不是为属灵的原因不吃饭。
It's not for spiritual reasons.
为很多其他的原因，把自己的身体来折磨。
We torture our bodies for other reasons, other than spiritual reasons.
不是好好的保养顾惜我们的身体。
We don't take care of our body.
好像在古代的时候，有一段时间，那些教父就是他们学习操练，怎么讲，就是压迫自己的身体，把我们身体看成一个仇人一样。
Like in the olden times, sometimes the fathers would suppress their body and the needs of their bodies.
好像我这个身体是坏人，我一定要对付他。
They treat their bodies as their enemies, so they have to conquer the enemies.
但我们知道身体是神造的，所以我们要保养顾惜。
But we know that we are made by God, so we need to take care of our bodies.
所以吃太多不节制，都不吃虐待自己也不节制。
So eating a lot or not eating, either way is not self-control.
当然我不是指禁食啊，我还是欢迎大家继续禁食啊，如果你在的话。
But what I said has nothing to do with fasting. I still encourage people to practice fasting.
还有一个贪就是贪睡。
And another greed or craving is craving for sleep.
有一种叫做赖床的贪睡。
We know how we do not want to get up from bed.
就是早上起不来，尤其冬天很难过的。
Especially in the winter time, we just do not want to get out of bed.
有一种是不睡的，叫做熬夜。
And the other extreme is staying up at night.
为了一个他觉得更高的理由，可以一直熬夜。
Because he has found a higher reason or higher purpose not to sleep.
我也在学习啊，因为也常常在熬夜。
And I'm also learning this lesson because I stayed up a lot.
这是要学习的，就是怎么节制。
Because we all need to practice self-control.
还有一个贪叫贪财。
And there's another greed, which is the craving or greed for money.
又有两种。
And there are two sides.
一种是乱花钱的贪。
The one side is being wasteful.
乱花钱，一直买东西。
Squander money around.
还有一种贪是倒过来的，是太小气了，太刻薄了。
And the other extreme is being too stingy.
这是都是过而不及，或者就是不够节制。
Either extreme is lack of self-control.
有时候我们是贪方便。
And a lot of times we just want to be convenient.
让我们周围的人受苦。
And in as a result, then the people around us suffer.
在两三个月前，我记得有一次印象很深。
A couple of months ago, I did something that really just stayed with me.
我跟一个同事约好了，我们是查经的。
I had an appointment with a coworker that we're going to study Bible together.
原来是说可能没有，后来我们就说好，我们今天还是可以 meet.
Originally, we're going to cancel the appointment, but we decided to keep the appointment.
然后呢，我就路过了那个 Home Depot, 我正要去 Home Depot 买东西。
And on my way, then I saw Home Depot, so I need to get something from Home Depot.
所以我说，既然到了这里，我就进去把东西买了，就下次不要跑了。
So I thought, well, even since I'm on the way here, so I might as well just stop by and then get some stuff.
所以呢，买了以后，当我买完以后去跟我的同事见面的时候呢
，By the time I got to my coworker,
我迟到了半个小时。
And I was late for 30 minutes.
在路上，我就已经一直责备自己了。
On my way there, I just don't like myself for doing that.
因为自己没有节制，就是随着自己想做的赶快做，但是害了人家等了半小时受苦。
Because I chose to do what I thought was a convenient thing at the time, and let my friend waited for me for 30 minutes.
这叫做贪方便。
This is just being convenient for yourself, but trouble for other people.
所以这是贪。另外一个讲到眼目的情欲。
And then we also talk about the desires of your eye.
大家都听过 Internet 今天能够那么发达的原因，有一大半的原因是因为在网上有色情的东西。
We often heard that the reason that Internet is so popular is because of the pornography on Internet.
有一个弟兄跟我分享，他说在美国的大法官的判例里面，有一个最重要的一个one of the 这个 most important 的判决是对。整个美国造成非常坏的影响。
A friend told me that there is a judgment that was passed on from a Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, Supreme Court judge.
Yeah, that's very bad for everyone in the United States.
就是允许色情的东西在网上面流传，不算犯罪。
Which is to allow pornography on internet and it's not considered a crime.
所以我们上网的时候，我们都要很小心。这个就是那有些术语啊 ，one click away 有没有
？So we need to be very careful when we're online.
所以在 Internet 上面，有的时候呢，眼目的情欲还会在被一些其他的东西抓住。
And also, our attention can be caught by other things as well online.
有的人就被电视抓住。
And some of us are caught by TVs.
有的人这个被读小说抓住了。
And some of us are caught by novels.
那又有的人被其他的事情，比如说他很喜欢收集东西，摆起来好好看，收集不同的东西，有人收集邮票，有的人收集不同的东西。
And other people,
车子、模型、飞机 ，whatever， 很多样不同的东西。
And other people may be caught up by their hobbies like stamp collection or model plane collections.
我记得有一次我们请了一个那个一个传道来。布道会，他就分享说他怎么样从那个模型里面得到释放，就是因为神爱他。
I remember at one meeting that there's this pastor who came to share with us how he was transformed and relieved from his hobby of collecting model airplanes.
所以这是我们眼目的情欲，我们要看。
This is the desires of our eyes. We want to see beautiful things.
第三件事情，第方面就是讲到骄傲。
The third aspect is pride.
就是从自己为中心出来的东西叫骄傲。
The pride is coming out of our self-centeredness.
我们常常碰到的问题就是我们每一个人不知不觉都会有怒气的问题。
A lot of times we run into a problem of anger.
圣经上面告诉我们很清楚，生气不可以犯罪。
In the Bible, it told us that we can be angry, but we cannot commit crimes or sins.
摩西因为生气击打磐石两下，他犯了罪，进不了迦南地。
Because Moses, he became angry and he beat the rocks and to let the water come out, and that's why he could not get into the promised land.
所以这个愤怒是可以毁掉一个人很重要的一个事情。
So we know anger can really destroy a person.
所以在诗篇上面七十六篇这边打出来，人的愤怒要成全你的荣美，人的愚怒你要禁止。
Surely your wrath against men brings you praise.And the survivors of your wrath are restrained.
有时候我就看不懂这段经文，人的愤怒呢可以成全神的荣美。
I don't understand this verse because it says your wrath against man brings you praise.
希望夫妻回家不要把这句话带到家里面，怎么不照使用说明使用。
I hope couples don't use this at home because this is not how it says.In reference to couples,
生气有理啊，因为这是荣耀神的事情。
It doesn't mean that being angry is something that glorifies God.
这是讲到神的智慧，他会用比如说像外邦人，像巴比伦这样子的民族来击打以色列人。巴比伦是恶的，但是神用着他来帮助以色列人成长，所以是他的愤怒的杖可以成就以色列人的一个成全他的一个生命成长。
What is referring here is the rod of God. For instance, he used the people from Babylon to beat up under the Israelites so that they can become a stronger people and so bring glory to God.
所以他是用这个方式来帮助以色列人，但是神做事是有节制的。所以呢，他的愚怒就是这个巴比伦这些人或者亚述这些人非常的残酷，但是神会保守，你们生气只能到此为止。不能再下去，因为这个不能过头，因为我是节制的神，我要 control.
But God has control, even though the Assyrians or the Babylonians, they really beat up on the Israelites, but God saved them from these people.
所以就讲到这个愤怒是需要被 control 的。
So we need to control our anger.
这是因为从己出来的，因为愤怒常常就是心里面的东西出来，是以己为中心发出来的东西。
Because anger is always from within, it's from ourselves.
还有一个就是讲到人的情绪里面，还有讲到悲伤。
And also, there are other emotions among ourselves, which is the other one is sadness.
有时候我们会为了自己的悲伤，然后没有考虑到我们周围的人。
A lot of times we just concentrate our own sadness and we do not pay attention to people around us.
有的时候我们会很太快乐，倒过来太快乐了，就没有看到旁边悲伤的人。
Or sometimes we are just overjoyed in ourselves and we do not.Sense the sadness that people have around us.
所以这个都是不够节制。
And these are all lack of control.
当约瑟他看见他的那个兄弟们来那个在到来到埃及地的时候
，When Joseph met up with his brothers from in Egypt,
这个约瑟看见他的弟弟呢就受不了了，就非常的心里面五味杂陈，就很想大哭。
And so Joseph, when he saw his younger brother, he was full of emotions, he really wanted to cry.
他这边在创世纪这边讲到，他就急忙找了一个叫做可哭之地啊，然后呢进去哭，哭了以后洗了脸出来，继续。
So he found a place to really just cry his heart out, and then came out to meet his brothers.
我不知道大家有没有可哭之地啊。
I don't know if any of you have a place where you can hide and just cry yourself out.
希望我们每一个家都成为可哭之地。
Hopefully, all of homes.It's a place where you can really just let our emotions out.
但是你知道，你的悲伤需要节制。
But you know that you need to control your sadness as well.
好像沮丧这种情绪一定要节制。
Just like depression, it's an emotion we also need to control it.
如果我们一直那个沮丧下去的话，就被魔鬼抓住了。
If we let our depressed feelings or depression continues, then we can easily be tempted and grasped by Satan.
你说如果我失业或者我生病，我难道不能忧伤，我不能沮丧吗？
Are you telling me that I cannot be sad or depressed when I lose my job or when I'm sick?
这样要求也许就太高了。
Maybe your requirement is too high.
但是我们要节制到一个地步，我们要知道神在掌权，我们要学习交托。
But we need to know that we need to control our emotions because we need to know that God is in control.
我们要从悲伤、从沮丧里面要出得来，因为我们出不来，我们就是不相信上帝在掌权。
We need to rise up from sadness and depression because We need to know that God is in control.
当我读到哥林多后书第十三章的时候，我很喜欢里面有一句话。
When I read the Second Corinthians, there's a passage I really like.
他说：“愿弟兄们都喜乐。”
He said, "I hope all of you are rejoiced."
要做完全人。
Be perfect.
要受安慰。
And you need to be comforted.
我们很多时候我们没有办法受安慰。
A lot of times we would not take solace or comfort.
因为我们觉得我自己真的很可怜。
Because we pity ourselves.
你讲什么我都没有办法安慰我。
I cannot take in anything.
我就继续的一直很可怜下去。
I will continue in my sadness.
一直到了谷底。
Until I reach the bottom.
这个时候神的荣美已经不见了。
And then at that point, I don't see the glory of God.
因为我们过头了。
Because we have passed the limits.
在传道书第七章。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 7,
那边讲到一句话，我觉得更有意思。
I love that passage.
他说不要行义过分了。
He said, "Don't be over righteous."
不要行义过分。
Don't be over righteous.
当然不是只对自己，我想。
I don't mean it's to yourself.
可能是对别人吧。
But to other people.
我们就要很小心，连行义都会过分。
Because we need to be careful, because even in doing being righteous, we can be over righteous.
所以这是一个 balance.
We need to retain that balance.
这是一个节制。
It's a self-control.
所以我们不止在这个肉体、眼目、骄傲这些事情，包含还有其他，比如说我的工作。
We also need to exercise control in addition to the desires of our eye and pride, and also in our work.
我的服侍。
My ministry.
很多的时候我们就在工作在服事上面呢，我们就过头了。
A lot of times we indulge in work and services as well.
就忘了一个 balance.
We lose that balance.
所以就好像那个赵永基牧师一样，韩国最大的教会的赵永基牧师。
There's in Korea there's a Pastor Chow.
他工作到一个地步，他的家里几乎要离婚了。
He worked to the point where his wife wanted to divorce him.
然后他的岳母来跟他讲说：“你不能这样下去。”
And his mother-in-law came to talk to me and said, "You need to stop working like this."
你没有毁掉你的家，你也会毁掉你自己的身体。
Even if you don't destroy your family, you would destroy your own health.
但是我们还是要服事。
But we still need to serve in a ministry.
要有智慧。
We need to be wise.
很多时候我们工作也 over 了。
A lot of times we overwork as well.
这可能是我们湾区最大的一个问题。
This is a very common problem in Bay Area.
因为在工作上面有太多的事情，怎么做也做不完。
Because the work is endless.
有时候在公司做，回家还继续做。
Because a lot of times we have to work in the company and we have to continue our work at home.
虽然这是一个不可避免的现象。
This is unavoidable.
但是我们知道神的心意不是让我们天天二十四小时就是工作，早上六点到晚上十点。
But we know that that's not God's will for us to work from 6 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
所以我们要好好的祷告，让我们的工作是可以一个正常的工作。
So we need to pray for ourselves so that our work hours can be normal.
让我们的身心灵都是非常的平衡。
And that we can maintain a balance between our body, our spirit, and our mind.
让我们在工作、家庭跟我们的教会服事上面、爱神的事情上面，我们都要有平衡。
We need to maintain a balance between our work, family, and our service in the church.
这就是节制。
This is control.
所以在操练节制上面，我就发现有一个东西啊，我觉得很有意思，是有一个关卡叫做四十的关卡。
I found that there's a threshold in practicing self-control.
当我们坚持一样东西，你坚持一个习惯也好，或者你拒绝一个习惯也好，你超过这个四十天，你大概就 pass 了。
I found that when you're trying to persist in either attaining a habit or avoid a habit, you need that threshold of 40 days.
那就是为什么在圣经里面四或四十代表一个试探的数字。
That's why, like in the Bible, 4 or 40 is a number, is a symbol of number of trial.
好像耶稣四十天受魔鬼的试探，禁食。
Like Jesus was tempted in the desert for 40 days.
又好像以色列人在旷野绕了四十年。
Just like the Israelites, that they wander in the desert for 40 years.
试探。
This is a temptation.
所以我们每一个人，包括我们养成习惯，你就坚持四十天。
So when you're trying to practice self-control, let's try something. Persist for 40 days.
好像过去我调整我的作息时间。
Like I tried to adjust my time, my schedule before.
所以在过去这段时间，我就开始原来是晚睡晚起。
I used to like go to bed late and get up late.
现在呢，我就操练要早睡晚起。
早睡。
晚睡，早起晚睡。
Okay, now I'm trying to practice getting up early and go to bed late.
目标是要早起。
But my goal is to actually get up early.
晚睡呢，看神的恩典了。
And to going to bed late is based on God's grace.
然后我发现呢，当闹钟摆在你旁边的时候啊，你通常就不会 work.
I found out that when you have an alarm clock, it doesn't really work for me.
所以呢，因为我们小 baby 的缘故呢，我就开始睡到最旁边的地下，有人把它叫做地铺。
So because of my baby, so I decided to sleep like all the way to the edge of the bed.
所以早上那个闹钟响的时候呢，我得起来到那边去把它关掉，不是在我伸手可及的地方。
So when the alarm clock strikes in the morning, instead of just push it off, then I have to get up and walk around to push it off on the other side.
所以睡地铺非常好，可以让我们早起。
So sleep on the ground is very good. It helps you to get up early in the morning.
当我们这样做了以后，我就发现说，其实这样非常的 healthy, 非常的健康。
So after I started doing this, I found that this is a very healthy way.
所以我就发现说，整天好像也不累，因为早上起来以后呢，马上先去跑，跑一圈，就是大概一迈左右。
So I feel like this is not very hard for me, and it's actually good for me. So I get up in the morning and I take a run for about a 1 mile.
然后跑完以后，你就发现整个人就开了，然后神的同在就开始读经祷告，神的同在就很浓。
And I really feel the presence of God with me from day on.
所以你只要撑过四十天，读经也是一样，祷告都一样，四十天。
So you need to persist for that 40 days. Doesn't matter what you do, reading the Bible or praying.
做一个节制的人。
Be a self-control person.
四十天的操练。
40 days of practicing or exercise.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，主啊，我们今天我们在这边看到保罗怎么样是一个克制自己、有节制的人，在诸多的事上他都节制，因为他知道永恒在那边等待着他，也知道那是一个大事，是一个未来的事情。是一个非常带着荣耀的事情，所以他可以放下今生许许多多缠绕他的事情。求主你帮助我们，在每一天的生活里面，我们有许许多多的不同的挑战、不同的征战，也不同的试探、不同的引诱。我们有时候会发怒，我们有时候会沮丧，不同的情绪。当我们在这样子的事情当中，求主帮助我们真的结出节制的果子，因为我们知道这个东西是在我们心里面，靠着心里的力量我们能够做，因为圣灵你在我们的心里面，这是送给我们最大最大的礼物，让我们每时每刻就有你在我们的心中，因为你在我们的宝贝在我们的这样瓦器里，所以我们就可以显出莫大的能力来，是出于上帝，不是出于我们。我们求主来祝福赐福给我们当中所有的弟兄姐妹，让我们遇到的一些的试探引诱，当我们遇到的一些我们陷入的一些没办法自拔的一些情境里面，圣灵你成为我们的力量，让我们能够脱离这样子的一个情境，能够来荣耀你自己的圣名，让我们结出节制的果子来荣耀你。我们祷告感恩靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱诗歌。